This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We are tracking a saggy stock market. I'm David Brancaccio. Prices on world stock markets are in a swoon to start the week here. The Dow future is down 538 points, 1.6%. The AEX index in Amsterdam down 1.4%. Hong Kong dropped 3.3% today. Other markets in Asia are closed for a holiday. Among the variety of concerns weighing things down, the possibility that a huge China-based property management firm might not be able to pay what it owes sometime this week. The firm is called Evergrande, and some investors are betting the Chinese government will not bail it out if it comes to that. Let's connect to Michael Hewson in London. He's chief market analyst at CMC Markets. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Some tremors out of China. Hong Kong market is open today. There's a focus on the health of a big property management company.
Yeah, Evergrande has been in the headlines for quite some time now for any number of reasons, solvency being the main one. There's also been an awful lot of concerns about the regulatory environment in China and various crackdowns on sectors there. And if it was just those concerns, I think this market sell-off could probably be calibrated as a healthy correction. But unfortunately, there are other factors at play as well. Soaring energy prices, debates about whether inflation is transitory or persistent, how much the global economy is slowing, whether central banks, with the Fed meeting this week, can look at tapering their bond buying programs without sending ripples through the market. And that's making investors increasingly nervous. And that uncertainty appears to be growing, certainly if this morning's sell-off is anything to go by.
Always good to talk to Michael Hewson. He's the chief market analyst at CMC Markets out of the UK. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And question, how do you heat your house? If the answer is natural gas, note that a million BTUs cost more than $5 this morning. That's down slightly from a high on Friday, but that's nearly double what it was in the spring. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging Congress to raise the official cap on U.S. government borrowing, what's called the debt ceiling. The deadline's October to avoid an official default of these United States. Marketplace's Nova Safa was here with details.
Yeah, Yellen's warnings are in a Wall Street Journal op-ed over the weekend saying a national debt default would permanently weaken the nation and make consumer borrowing more expensive. Now, this is not her first warning. The Treasury Department says it's employing extraordinary maneuvers to keep the federal government running, and it projects it will run out of room to keep doing so sometime in October. And there does appear to be bipartisan agreement on this point, at least, David, that the nation should not default on its debt. But does that translate to enough votes in Congress to raise or suspend the debt limit again? Right now, at least, the answer to that appears to be no.
I mean, is this a political exercise? If I had a Boy Scout patch for each time I have covered this nearly every year, different this time?
Well, we do have a midterm election next year, and there does appear to be political messaging going on here. The Republicans are saying if Democrats want to spend $3.5 trillion without Republican votes, that's the so-called human infrastructure bill, well, then they should raise the debt limit on their own. Democrats say no, they want to pass something in a bipartisan way, the way that they did during the Trump administration, so they're trying to force Republicans to go on record with a vote over the debt ceiling.
Nova, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What would all this sound like laced with the clicks, pops, wow, and flutter of a rotating vinyl record? There's news that in the first half of this year, sales of old school vinyl record albums were up 94% over a year ago. Rotating vinyl records to be fitted onto the spindle of turntables don't rival the downloading of music, but sales of records are higher than sales of compact discs. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors is one of the top-selling albums of all time. These days, Fabio Roberti is having a hard time finding vinyl copies.
It's unavailable for months and months and months. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
He owns a record store in Brooklyn called Earwax Records. He says buyers don't just covet classics like The Beatles and David Bowie. Artists from the 90s and early 2000s are hard to find. Part of this is because there aren't many vinyl pressing plants left in the U.S. And it's also because of their increasing popularity, even among fans of Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift.
Folks are often surprised that a lot of it is driven by younger people who don't really have much experience at all of physical music consumption.
Mark Hogan is a staff writer at the music site Pitchfork. He says Gen Z has mostly grown up with streaming, so vinyl has novelty value.
That feeling of putting the needle down on the groove. There's that kind of appealing little hiss, which is an imperfection, but we've kind of grown to love imperfections when everything is, you know, digitally perfect.
Artists and music labels love vinyl too. Marcus Thomas is a professor of music and performing arts management at the University of Hartford.
Vinyl albums typically sell for $20 to $30. You know, digital downloads, the entire digital download album might be $12 or $13. Of course, the royalties are, fractions of a penny for streams.
Physical album sales aren't about to top streaming, which makes up more than 80% of the recording industry's revenue. But Thomas says for most popular artists, that's just fine.
But I don't think that it's all necessarily profit motivated. It's an excellent way to connect with fans in a way that the completely digital format just does not allow you to do.
Artists release special edition albums with bonus songs and pullout posters. Fans put record covers on their walls. Everything old is new again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And the stock market, let me just review here, given what's going on. The Dow is down 538 points, 1.6%. The NASDAQ future is down 1%. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.